We're out at the Fountain County 4-H Fair for 2025. Chad Baker for WITY Radio, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And I've got the siblings Caitlin and Corbin Brown over here talking with us here today. Caitlin, we'll start with you. Not showing this year, but you're a 10-year 4-H member. Tell us about your experience.
I showed pull and chinas for almost all of my 10 years. I liked to do showmanship. It was my favorite part of showing, and I like to be mean to Corbin when he does bad.
That's great. She give you a hard time, Corbin?
No, not at all. Not,
you take it like a pro, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
I've been showing Herefords for like 6 years now, maybe five. I don't remember really.
So, somewhere in there, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, while we have the microphone over here to you, let's talk about what's been some big accolades that you've had out here.
Just Hereford Nationals 2 years ago.
Very good. And how'd you place?
Grand champion.
That's pretty good. Doesn't get too much better than that, right?
Doesn't get any better.
Maybe a trip to Disney World in there?
Yeah.
Very good. So what are you showing this year? What do you got lined up?
Hereford and Poland, China.
You feel pretty good about your odds this year?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how you raised them. What's some of those challenges that you have? And give us a feel-good story of what you've had with your experience with your 2025 show here.
Really, we just had to walk them when they were young, so that was a big part of them getting good to walk. We fed them, and just excited to show today.
How has your sister helped you out in getting to where you feel more comfortable showing and that you get better at it?
She's been helping me show with the Poland, because this is like my second year with them, so she's working with them and helping me feed them and stuff.
Caitlin, what's been your experience? Obviously, 10 years, you've had, I'm sure, some pretty good accomplishments in there.
Yeah, a few years ago, I got third overall for Gilts here at this show. I do a lot of open shows. I've won third overall at a few open shows. I win showmanship a lot, so they mean more to me than winning in a pig show. I like to win the showing part, not just the pig part. So.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because I don't know that we venture off in that area so much when we do our interviews, but talk a little bit about, as a 4-H member, the difference between showing in a 4-H show and showing in an open show, what differences there are and why your preferences kind of go that way.
An open show, I think, has a lot more competition, better competition from farther away. So you could be at an open show in Indiana, but you could see people from Texas. Like, there's a very wide variety of people you see and competition you see. It's really good to get your pigs out there when they're young, so they're used to showing and they're used to listening to you. I just think open shows are a learning experience, and if county is your main goal, then county is your goal and you go win county. But I like open shows because I like to beat people from a lot of different places.
You want them to remember your name.
I like people knowing my name.
Absolutely. I'm assuming you're in college now.
I am.
Where do you go?
I go to Heartland. It's in Illinois.
Okay. All right. Over Bloomington area.
Yeah.
What are you majoring in?
Oh, psychology.
Okay. Very good. And there's a little bit of that, I'm sure, that probably plays into the farm a little bit, right?
Yeah. I like the way my dad thinks, the way my brother thinks in the barn. Definitely different than the way they think in the house. So got to think about that.
Very nice. Very nice. So, Corbin, what about you? What year of school are you in?
I'm going into 10th grade.
10th grade. And you have after high school plans?
Not right now.
Still working it out.
Yep.
Very good. Do you, either one of you show anything else here at the fair? Like, do you have like any projects that you are connected to with 4-H?
I showed dairy goats 1 year.
How was that?
It was interesting. I didn't do it again.
Okay. But it makes you more well-rounded. So, you know, you have to try it, right?
Yeah. We like to focus on our pigs.
Very good. It's good to have an area of strength. How about you, Corbin? Do you do any other projects here?
No, not really. We were thinking about doing chickens or rabbits in the upcoming years, but that's really all.
Sure. Well, you guys, it sounds like you kind of stick with animals. I talked with several folks with different 4-H groups this summer, and they've got textiles, and they've got food, and I get it, you know? I mean, if you've got something going on with the animals and you want to focus on that, that's great. But there's, I think, some folks out there that seem like they do quite a bit. So tying up here, what is your favorite part of the Fountain County Fair other than showing? Is there another aspect that you guys look forward to?
I mean, it kind of relates to showing, but watching all of the kids' hard work pay off. I like watching kids win and then being excited that they get to win.
How about you, Corbin?
I like watching Battle of the Barns, even though I don't do it. It's real fun to watch.
That can be pretty exciting, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, as long as you're in the, you know, part of the winning barn, that's always good.
Yep.
Very good. Well, I wish you two the best of luck here this week. It's been great talking with you, and I appreciate your time. And best of luck over at Heartland, and hopefully you get rolling with that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And for you, Corbin, may you have a good rest of your career. You part of FFA over here?
Yes. I go to Fount Central. I go there, and I work with FFA.
Very good. How's that experience?
Pretty fun. We got a new teacher last year, which is pretty fun.
Excellent. Well, all the best to you there with that, and all the best this week at the Fountain County Fair.
Thank you.
Thanks for spending time with us.
Of course.
That is Caitlin and Corbin Brown. They're just a couple of the many folks out here showing this week at the Fountain County 4-H Fair. We'll have more reports here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.